This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior leaders from multiple political parties have stepped up their outreach efforts in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry as campaigning for the assembly elections in these regions enters its final day tomorrow. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed two public meetings in Assam today. Addressing a rally at Hojai this afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है. हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं. कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की. बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्टिविटी
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi addressed an election rally at Barpeta. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Lostpet in Puducherry. Mr. Gandhi reaffirmed Congress Party's commitment to grant full statehood to Puducherry.
We are fully committed to giving Puducherry full statehood. We are going to give 2,000 rupees monthly support to the unemployed youngsters. And we are going to create 30,000 new jobs in private and public sector. I can see many women sitting in the crowd. I am proud to tell you that you are going to travel for free in Puducherry's buses. Entry into government job till the age of 40. Every single family in Puducherry is going to have healthcare insurance of 20 lakh rupees available to them.
In Keralam, on the penultimate day of campaigning, all 140 assembly constituencies in the state are busy with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Campaigning for by-election to the Ponda Assembly constituency in Goa has intensified, with major political parties stepping up outreach efforts across the constituency. By-poll was necessitated following the death of Agriculture Minister and former Chief Minister Ravi Nayak. Polling will be held on the 9th of this month, with counting of votes scheduled for May 4. Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Sunetra Ajit Pawar today filed her nomination papers for the Baramati Assembly by-poll, necessitated due to the sudden death of the then Deputy Chief Minister and NCP stalwart Ajit Pawar in a plane crash on 28th of January this year. The government today assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Additional Secretary for Department of Consumer Affairs, Anupam Mishra, said that there is no usual volatility in the prices of essential commodities. Joint Secretary in the Department of Food and Public Distribution, C. Shikha, said that the country has adequate buffer stock of both wheat and rice. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare has said summer sowing has seen strong growth this season, with over 58 lakh hectares covered across the country as of on the 3rd of this month. It said rice has been sown over 30 lakh hectares, while pulses cover 8 lakh hectares. The progress report released by the department shows that Shri Ann and coarse cereals were sown on nearly 11 lakh hectares. The area sown with oil seeds crossed over 7.74 lakh hectares. The government e-marketplace or GeM has achieved a cumulative gross merchandise value or GMV of over 18 lakh crore rupees, including crossing 5 lakh crore rupees GMV in the financial year 2025-26. And benchmark domestic equity indices climbed over 1% today, extending their winning streak for a third straight session. Sensex rose 787 points to close at 74,107, while Nifty closed at 22,968. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at 7:30 tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.